Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Share sponsor Lui Nishmas Ami Akashom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Kiddushin Daf Gimel. The Gemara Amud Aleph, the two dots, completes and concludes the sugya that was going on for almost a daf, where the Gemara discussed what's the reason that the Mishnah said Shalosh and not Shloisha, Loshon Nekeva, not Loshon Zocher, female tense, not male tense, and why do we say the Loshon of Drochim and not Devarim. And that's the conclusion of that sugya. Comes the Ritva and tells us, you should know, this whole Gemara, from the beginning of the Perek until here, this one blot, is not the regular Gemara. It is Rav Huna Goyen. And as it brought down the footnotes of Musad HaRakuk, Rav Huna Goyen, according to the Ritva, was one of the Rabbanan Saburoi. Rabbanan Saburoi is the generation that came after the Amoroim, and there, what they really did was to put together the Gemara, and reorganize the Gemara and arrange it. And in some places throughout Shas, the sugya is a sugya that Rabban Saburoi added, and it wasn't there from before, from the time of Amoroim. Tells us the Ritva, this is the Gemara that we have till now. What is the reason that this is not the Iker Gemara? So it seems to be the Ritva is indicating what's brought down other Mefarshim, that this Gemara is not Iker Gemara, it's talking about Chochmas Hadikduk. We're talking about the grammar. It's a question of grammar. Why does it say Shalosh and not Shloisho? Why do we use the word Drochim and not Dvarim? It's not the Iker Lundus of the Gemara. And therefore, the Ritva tells us, you should know, it's a side thing, it's not part of the Iker Gemara, it came from a later generation. But in any case, the fact that a later generation saw it right to put this into the Gemara and to start Maseches Kedushi with this thing, this shows the importance of Diktuk, of Chochmas Diktuk, of knowing the grammar in the right way. In Sefer HaBoyne, Rav Aryeh Modino, which was printed on the Ein Yaakov, he brings there, he points out and says, look at this Gemara and see how important it is to know Dikduk, to know grammar. And he continues to say, you know, that how many diyukim in the Torah, how many understandings we can get from Divrei Chazal, based on the Dikduk, based on the grammar, based on the changes that you have in the Lashon. And he says it's clear that Torah was written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every single word has a meaning. Every single word has a meaning, not only what the word is referring to, but also how the word was written, and which lashon was it used. Was it female or male tense? Everything is so important, so part and parcel of the Torah. And he says that's why the Gemara is so busy for such a long arichus to come and explain the dikduk. Is lashon zocher nekeva derech hadavar? And this idea is echoed in many of the Sfarim. HaChokmas HaDikduk is part and parcel of Torah. There's a discussion, can someone think of Dikduk in the bathroom? That's a halacha question. But in general, it's part and parcel of Torah. In G'doyle HaDoyeris, including the Ramchal and the Vilna Goyen and many others, were busy in at Sfarim to come and explain the Dikduk. And a fascinating thing I saw in Shut HaRamo, the Tshuvas HaRamo, in Tzimin Vov, there's a tshuva that the Maharshal writes to the Ramah. And the Maharshal there discusses a certain topic as to the refuah with the Ramah. And he writes a very sharp letter against the Ramah. Many different things, he attacks it from different angles. And one of the things that the Maharshal screams on the Ramah, he says, you know, the way you're writing your tshuva, you're making so many mistakes in dikduk. You're not writing your tshuva in the right way. You're misusing Lashon Zocher, Lashon Nekeva. You're misusing plural tense and singular tense. And he writes there, Be'elef Mechilas, like with asking Mechilo, it should be proper for you to be Me'ayin and Chochmas HaDikduk. So the Ramon, the next Tshuva, Tshuva Zayin, is where the Ramon answers to the Maharshal. And he brings the whole Arichus to answer the entire Maharshal. But when he defers to the Dikduk, he comes and says, dear Maharshal, you're right. I'm a kvat pev, a kvat loshen, and I don't know well the Chochmas HaDikduk. But he continues and says, the specific things that you, Maharshal, found in my letter, that's not a problem, and I'll explain to you why. So he comes and defends himself, and he didn't do a mistake in Dikduk, even though he doesn't know Dikduk so well. You see, Agdoyle Adoris are dealing with the Chochmas HaDikduk, how important it is to write a sefer in a right way, where everything is medukduk, everything is using the proper grammar. And we'll just conclude, we'll end, that some of the Agdoyle Adoris pointed out that even though Dikduk is so important, But in the later generations, we stopped focusing on Dikduk. And what is the reason for that? So the Bnei Yisachar has a sefer called Ma'ayan Ganim. And there he writes that in later generations, the ones who are using Dikduk are usually the maskilim, the people that are not learning Torah. And they want to take the Dikduk in order to come and attack the Loim Dei Torah. So that's why we stopped learning Dikduk. And he brings the name of Chasav Sefer, what's brought down in Chazal, the Matzevo, that says you're not allowed to make a Matzevo. So says the say Chazal, even though in the time of the Ovos HaGdoshim, they did Matzevo, but because Oiv Dever Dezor started using it, it became sonor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the same thing happened to Dikduk. Dikduk was beloved. Dikduk was part of Lashon HaKodesh. But once people use it in the wrong way, we stop teaching Dikduk for kids, and we just learn it after a person already knows Torah very well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.